Yesterday in the afternoon, our Women Wing leader, who she's a publicity secretary for the National Women Wing, she was abducted in the afternoon and she was beaten. Seven people who appeared to her told her that they were police without even showing their identity cards, arrested her and put her in their car. And then they just went through to the bushes and she was beaten severely. And she was beaten and she was asked, why did she had a press conference for the Women Wing and decided to burn the Samia Suluhu's clothes, which she, Samia did give to Chadema Women Wing in the year 2023 during the Women Days, World Women Days in Kilimanjaro. So that was the reason she was beaten that much. And she was informed that if she could hold any press conference and showed up the, her body to the public, that how severely she was beaten, then these people should, they will go after her.
Did Chadema complain or report this to the police, and what did the police say?
We don't know how much time do they need to investigate this matter, because this matter has been reported to the police, and the police, they have issued a statement today late in the evening that they have started their investigation, but we are not sure how much time do they need to investigate this matter.
Has the government released the report of the kidnapping and murder of one of your members, Mohamed Kibayo, last month? Has that report been released?
Let me start by saying that the investigation about Ali Mohamed Kibao, who was abducted and thrown out of the bus he was traveling to, the president ordered an investigation, and she ordered that she needed an immediate investigation and a report. Since that day, we have not heard anything from the security organs, from the government about Ali Mohamed Kibao. Nobody is saying anything. So we know nothing, no any public reports to the moment who were involved in this killing of Ali Mohamed Kibao.